We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay. A tweet that caught my eye and attention today from Sports Business Radio. This is Brian Berger.
Mm-hmm.
Should be noted, former Blazer employee. A hell of a nice guy as well. He tweeted this out. I spoke with someone this week that tells me Jody Allen is unlikely to sell the Trailblazers to Phil Knight. A bridge to a sale was seriously damaged. Allen is also becoming more entrenched in NBA circles and is on the NBA's CBA committee representing small market teams. The New York Post story angered Jody Allen. We remember that one, right? It was the Phil Knight hit piece. On the Blazers, where?
Which was followed, bookended by the Ron Wyden quasi-hit piece the day before.
What did refresh us on Ron Wyden?
That was the, we'd really like to see Phil Knight get involved and save the team and make sure they keep him in Portland. And his relationship with Adam Silver. Remember? Mm. All those things were discussed. And it was like, oh yeah. That was the gentle easing. And then there was the New York Post baseball bat.
Yeah, which it said, you know, former Blazers president Larry Miller, and then Larry Miller like bashed ownership and the direction of the franchise.
Former Trailblazers president, current Nike executive.
Yep, they failed to mention that part, that Larry Miller ran the Jordan brand before and after his time with the Blazers. The Post goes, the New York Post story angered Jody Allen. Burt Cold loves being involved with the Trailblazers and is also reluctant to encourage a sale anytime soon. Adding on, it's worth noting the Trailblazers arena lease is up following the 2024-25 NBA season. The city of Portland could work with the team to extend the lease short term under the current terms, or if a new owner did buy the team, the owner's new ownership could work out a new lease.
I mean, I would say that all signs point to the franchise being sold.
Yeah. What about that 15 to 20 years that it takes to untangle these things?
Yeah. I have a reeling suspicion that a $3 billion offer would untangle it very quickly.
Yeah. And so this is an interesting little report from Sports Business Radio.
Because this didn't come from Woj. This didn't come from Shams. This didn't come from a major newsbreaker like the Athletic, like Sam Amick, or a narrative guy, or Mark Stein, or any other NBA newsbreaker. It came from Brian Berger, former Portland Trailblazers employee and current guy running Sports Business Radio,
yeah. Is this a big deal or not? That's a question that I am racking around in my head, because like it's also just stating the obvious. The obvious is, dude, of course Jody Allen's going to be upset about that New York Post piece. Of course she knows where it comes. If us idiots can connect the dots to it,
they put out a press release the day before.
She's able to connect the dots and know where it came from and know that this is going to affect any sort of Paul Allen relationship. But Phil Knight relationship, does this, though, change the fact that if Phil Knight wants the team, he will not own that team? Because that's kind of the sense that you get, that a sale to Phil Knight, a bridge has been burned with that New York Times piece or New York Post piece.
I hate to break it to anybody. Billionaires don't like each other. They're not all buddy-buddy. They're not all friends. If the number's right, the number's right. And I tell you this, the league wants Phil Knight.
Well, the league does want Phil Knight, but they will also, if Phil Knight isn't the highest bid, you know, if Phil Knight comes in with the highest bid and Jody Allen says no,
the league is going to tell her no.
They do have that right, because they approve the ownership groups.
Yes.
If Phil Knight has the largest bid.
But it's not even just the largest bid, but it's the best bid.
And it is a person in a group, obviously, with Heen, Allen, Smolinski, that if they do want that thing, and it is the largest bid, and the other owners in the league and the league itself wants Phil Knight to be a part of it, it's going to be very hard for Jody Allen to say no to that. But the easy part here is that if somebody else comes over the top and they give a bigger bid than Phil Knight, and Jody Allen does have the right to go with that, and the other owners will probably agree, because guess what happens to the value of their team if a bidding war breaks out?
The only thing is they're going to look at the financial solvency of ownership. And with a Phil Knight, much like with the Waltons and with the Broncos, you're bringing in more money than anybody else.
Yeah.
Phil Knight comes to the table. What's Phil Knight valued at right now?
I think last time I saw it was like between like 20, 21 billion.
43.8 billion.
That's a lot.
He's day one. He's the richest owner outside of Steve Ballmer.
It's $43 billion?
Yep.
Wow.
So.
That is a lot of money.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. So, again, the idea of like, well, somebody else could come over the top. Sure. But what does the league want?
If he wants it, he'll get it.
And that's the thing is, and not only that, the league wants more, not just Phil Knight, but they want, every league wants owners at the top of the food chain.
Yeah.
Like it's one thing to have guys at like worth $2, 3, 4, 5 billion. Like that's not mess around money. They want dumb money. They want the absolutely crazy beyond everything money.
And they know that this isn't for 20 years too.
Yeah,
because he's obviously not going to be 115 years old owning a basketball team.
And there's going to be somebody else behind him, which I'm wondering who that third name really is. Because I've heard conflicting reports about who else would be as a part of that group besides Malinsky.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's going to be a minority shareholder. Does it go to Matthew? Like, does it go beyond that? I'm sorry, not what's his other kid?
I don't know his son's names. I know Matthew's the one that died.
Yes, I know. I meant to say Matthew because obviously Matthew and I could read
it
at Oregon.
The one who runs the animation studio?
Yes, thank you. Does it go to him? Like,
yeah, I don't know.
What would be interesting is what does that succession plan look like? Because, again, he's not a spring chicken.
But and this is, that is kind of beyond the point, though, of they just want the association with him. And even if it does just hand over to Smolinski, eventually in ownership shares due or wherever they go, they want one association with the richest man. And let's be honest, one of the most powerful men in all of sports, like
yes.
Not the NBA, not the NFL, not MLB, sports. Not soccer in the globally. World of sport. Phil Knight is, he is one of the most powerful men. Doesn't matter if he's 85, if he stepped away and his role has been passed on at Nike in large part, even though he does still have an office there.
Mm-hmm.
Like Phil Knight is a power name and he's a power broker and he's a deep pocket and people want to be associated with that for however long they can be. That is what you want. And then also it keeps team in a city where you don't want for the NBA to have another Sonic situation.
They won't. And I know that always comes up, but that would absolutely anchor it beyond any shadow of a doubt.
And those things are important. I don't know about what the timing of all of this means, though, because that's the other important thing to think about here. Why?
It's funny that this is leaking today.
Yeah. Why is this a conversation that is being had? It may just be Brian Berger was talking with somebody and was like, oh, okay. It may be as simple as that.
Or it's intentional.
It is very, everything is very
because
intentional
remember,
if you want something to get out.
The very first statement we got from Jody Allen ever came out of the blue about the team not being for sale and unwinding the will and all this stuff. We're like, what the hell is this? There's nothing. And then the next day we got the Ron Wyden piece.
Mm-hmm. And then we got the New York Post.
I would imagine if this is coming out right now, there's something brewing somewhere about the Blazers being closer to being for sale.
All right. So it's
I think it's all public posturing.
It's not a big deal. I don't think that, you know, if you hear this or you read this, that it means anything to the sort of Phil Knight will not get the team.
No.
It's just that as of right now, it's not something that they want to do.
It reads very much as, again, get that number to 3 billion.
Three bills.
All right.
Let's do it. I mean, it's easy for me to say. It's not my money. Like, Phil, come on, man.
You have 40 extra to spare.
Yeah, you have $40 billion.
My God.
$1 billion.
Insane.
Can I have this request, though, for whoever buys the team? And I don't care. As long as they get this done, you buy the team.
You give me a parking spot.
And you... Oh, that'd be cool, too. Okay, how about for this recommendation, also, give me a parking spot. Just for this recommendation. buy up as much land as you can around it too, even if you have to overpay it.
Yes.
And develop the S out of that.
Yes.
And you'll make way more money.
Well, that's what they brought Smolensky in for.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.